The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
All right. Well, we got to do a little math. Here we are. It's Friday night. It's February. Yes, it's high school basketball on CARE Radio this evening. You got it. And we are in the Northeast Kansas League. As this evening, the Oskaloosa Bears being hosted by the Valley Falls Dragons. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. It is so good to have you with us here tonight. Can you believe it? Kind of the last week and a half, actually 8 days of the high school basketball regular season. Three games left on the schedule. Same up guys for Benedictine. We'll be talking about them as the evening wears on. But right now, Oskaloosa and Valley Falls, Lady Dragons at home, come into the game at 7-13 of the season, 4-5 in the conference. Lady Bears are 14-6 and 5-2. We just saw Oskaloosa on Tuesday night as they had an impressive win at home. For Valley Falls, under head coach Chan Van Houten, they're going to be starting Paisley Heinen and Callie DeLong, Brecken Moore, Abby Wilson, and Gracie Connor. For Oskaloosa and head coach Tanya Kramer and her assistant Kevin Lane, it'll be Maisie Peak and Hallie Wright with Paris Marsh, Emma Vogel, and Harper Heston. Now, we're having some kind of an issue. Let's see. The scoreboard, the clock, seems correct. It was working perfectly during the JV game a moment ago, and it was working perfectly in the interim as they were counting down from the end of the JV to the beginning of this game. And now there seems to be some kind of a clock issue. So the officials have sent both teams back to their respective sideline, and they're going to continue to deal with that. Well, let's see. These two teams had to have met a little bit earlier in the season. Let's see where it was at. And here we are. Wow. It was way back on the 9th of December. It was a year ago. And it was Oskaloosa coming away with rather an impressive win in the third game of the season, 48-18. And that was in Oskaloosa. And since then, you've got Oskaloosa is a pretty hot team. Valley Falls, they've won one of their last four and, three of their last seven. Still, the teams are huddled up around their respective coaching staffs as the folks at the scorer's table are frantically working to try to get whatever it is. And I really can't begin to tell you. Whatever it is, they're trying to get it righted. For Oskaloosa, wow. Since the first of the year, they have lost a couple of games way back at the very first. But they won on the 13th. Of January, okay, 13th, 1 month ago today, they defeated Jackson Heights. Since then, they've beaten Atchison County, NEK, Atchison High School. They lost to Rossville in a non-league high-scoring game. Then they've defeated Jackson Heights, McLeod, Marhill Mount Academy, Onega, and JCN. So what do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 1 is the recent score, and exactly you've, 5 in a row for Oskaloosa. They are a hot team. And then for Oskaloosa, the final two games of the season, they're going to go at home with Troy, and then they're going to end up this regular season at Pleasant Ridge. So right now, again, Oskaloosa 14-6, 5-2. Valley Falls comes in at 7-13. They are 4-5. Not really sure what's happening out here, Joseph. The teams are just around their coaches, and there doesn't seem to be any frantic work going on at the scorer's table. We're going to take a break. I'm going to ask you for a 60, and we'll be back here in Valley Falls and see if we can get this thing underway when we return right after this.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Yeah, we're back here in Valley Falls. I'm just chatting with my new friends and neighbors sitting here in the stands, people to whom I have no association and don't know. It's great. I love it. Nice crowd, nice fans. We're all just kind of sitting around here trying to figure out what's going on. Now, Coach Kramer's walking up to the scorer's table. I think she's looking for some kind of an explanation. What's going down here? And I'm looking at the scoreboards. Oh, maybe it's the shot clocks. So the scoreboard on the ends are good. Now, they're cycling the lights around the perimeter of the backboard. And Gus loves these. The shot clock lights and warning lights that are, in the old days, they had like a big bulb that lit up above the backboard. And now the new ones, and they have them here at Oskaloosa, they have the lit backboards that turn red when the time expires. And straight above them on the same support beam are shot clocks. And when we come to Valley Falls this year, we do have shot clocks in place and in order working and being used. So this game will be under the auspices of a shot clock, much like it was down for us in Oskaloosa the other day. Okay. Looks like the teams are coming out on the floor. And now the shot clock is off. And perhaps we have decided that we will not play tonight with a shot clock, it would seem, because they have now extinguished them as they are not working properly. And here we go. DeVault is up to tip. Control down by the Bears. Oskaloosa with a basketball, and we are finally underway. Welcome to Oskaloosa, Kansas, everybody. Or Valley Falls, Kansas, everybody. It's Oskaloosa and Valley in an NEKL game. Right now, the ball's going to be passed over deep into the right side for Bears. They're just being very patient. They can be even more patient now as they work against a 2-3 Dragon zone. No shot clock. So that's going to be something important to be aware of and to consider. The start into the lane, no room, comes back on top. The drive right, the dish to the wing, a little head fake. The ball's going to be kicked. Oh, they're going to call it travel. Apparently taking an extra step before sending that pass away. Oski turns it over with a travel, and it will be Valley Falls basketball coming in play right between the Dragon Bench and the scorer's table. So the first 40-plus seconds of the ball game have resulted in no activity, including no shot. And we'll see what the Dragons do. Valley Falls at the basketball. We'll have it up topside. Kelly DeLong is going to swing it over to the right to Heinen. Paisley will feed into the lane. The defense traps up the ball. They'll have to bring it back out on top. Heinen again, skipping it over to the left side. Breezy Connor handles it. Back on top, Abby Wilson. Valley doing a nice job of getting everyone involved in the offense. Now the cut into the lane. The ball's going to be dislodged and stolen. Here comes Oskaloosa. Fast break to the other end of the floor. Driving shot. It's going to be up. It's going to be good. And the quick running shot off the transition by Maisie Peak. And Oskaloosa has broken out on top. 2-0. We're a minute and a half in. Shot for the baseline is going to be up and no good. Rebounding it down. That is Harper Heston and Oskaloosa bringing it back the other way. Lady Bears with the basketball. Between the circles, Hallie Wright. Hallie will dip it into the corner to Maisie. She'll swing it to the left. Paris goes three, hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. It's going to be pulled down on top, and now two players tie up on the basketball. Jump ball called. Possession, Valley Falls. 6:04 to go in the opening quarter. It is 2-0. Oskaloosa in front. The Bears in their traveling blue uniforms. And again, you got to understand, we talked about it Tuesday. With their proximity to Lawrence, it is a KU blue with red and white lettering and trim. The outside shot by Valley missing, and a rebound pulled down by Oskaloosa driving to the rack. The shot is up and good as a plus one. And an explosive start for Maisie Peak. She has all 4 points so far for Oskaloosa, and now she's going to be coming to the free throw line as a foul by Abby Wilson will send her to the line for the plus one. The free throw rolls in. And it is now 5-0. Oskaloosa in front. 5:45 to go in quarter number one. The ball nearly stolen, but Dragons able to save it back. He'll dump it over to the left side and feed to the block. Looking inside, nothing doing. They're going to reverse it back over to the left and nearly jumping that route, but in the process, picking up a foul is going to be Hallie Wright. So Hallie picking up her first foul. It'll be Oskaloosa team foul one. And again, Dragons will inbound it from the far side. And oddly, they don't go into the backcourt. They go to the forecourt, and the three is quickly shot and missed. And the long rebound is going to be allowed to go out of bounds. Back it will come to Oskaloosa. 5:28 to go into opening quarter. 5-0. Lady Bears in front. Oskaloosa will take their time and very patiently. Maisie Peak will bring it up. Trying to drive to the baseline. The jump shot. It's going to be up and good. Harper gets her first points of the game. It is 7-0, and we are 3 minutes in. Valley still looking for its first point of the evening. The ball out on top. And in the hands of Brecken Moore, a defender reaches in, tries to steal the basketball, and in the process, there's going to be a foul by Paris Marsh. So it'll be the first by Paris. It'll be the second for Oskaloosa. Valley Falls will go to the bench, and Paisley Heinen will rotate out of the game. Here's a baseline jump shot. Up and good. The three from the right corner by Brecken Moore. Chloe Cox is checked in for Valley Falls, and it is 7-3. 4:45 to go in the opening quarter. The ball down to the baseline, and trying to bat it away from Heston. We're going to get a foul called on Brecken Moore. It'll be her first, and team fouls are now going to be even up at 2 apiece. 4:43 to go in the opening quarter. Girls High School basketball in the Northeast Kansas League. In it comes to the right side, baseline three, on its way too long. Getting her own rebound, following it up, and it won't go in. And the board's going to be cleared down by Valley Falls. Dragons quickly into the forecourt, taking it all the way to the baseline. Now crossing into the lane, stopping just inside the block, skipping it across underneath the goal, falling away from the left side. The jumper is going to be up and good. Knocking it down, Callie DeLong, her first points of the game. And Valley Falls has gotten themselves back to within two. It's 7-5. We are almost midpoint of the opening quarter. Oski will have it to the left. Maisie Peak, she's had the hot hand early. Right side it goes to Harper. Now on top, the three from straight away, off the mark. And rebound going to be cleared away by Valley Falls. Abby Wilson sweeps it down, and back up the floor come the Dragons. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Game moving along at a reasonably brisk pace. The drive down the left side of the lane, and the underhand shot goes up and in, but they're going to wave it off because they will see kind of stumbling a little bit going down the side of the lane. We're going to get a travel violation on Gracie. Oskaloosa will have it in play from the backcourt. 3:49 to go in the opening quarter. Oskaloosa has gone to the bench. Let's see who they have brought in. Is it Jenna? Yeah, Jenna Southery has committed a game. Here's a feed to the free throw line. Harper kicks it back over to the right, and a bounce pass in the middle is going to be stolen away off the hop. It was a great idea, but it just didn't quite come to fruition. And here comes Valley Falls. They will race into the forecourt. The shot from the top, wide to the left side. Oskaloosa is going to rebound it back down. Bears will bring it up the floor. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, 7-5. Oskaloosa on the road here tonight with a slim 2-point lead. As Valley Falls has scored 5 unanswered, and it's been a while since Oskaloosa has scored. Now the ball's going to be stolen. Bringing it down the court. It's a 2-on-1. The dish to the right. The running layup. We're tied at 7. Each team has run off a 7-point run. And a 2.5 to go in the quarter. We're deadlocked 7 apiece. The feed underneath. Heston shoots and misses. Rebound taken away by Valley Falls. Back up forward to basketball. Dragons have it up near the center circle. Swing their way over to the left side. Look to the bottom. Gets over there to Olivia Bradshaw. Nope. Better fix that. It's going to be to Callie. Okay. DeLong gets it over to Heinen. Bounce pass left side from Connor. Taken by Wilson. Right now you just got great patience shown by the Dragons. They've battled back from a 7-0 deficit to tie this thing up. And now, with this possession, looking to take a lead. They'll feed into the lane. The ball's going to be lost out of bounds, and it will be off the fingertips of Oskaloosa. Valley's going to have it back in play. With a minute 49 to go in the opening quarter. And again, with no shot clock to contend with, it'll be Dragon basketball. Official takes his time. A couple of subs coming in. We'll pick them up as they come into play here. Skip pass over to the right block. In the traffic, the shot up, missing, foul called, and it'll be Valley Falls coming to the free throw line. Gracie Connor steps up for a couple of free throws. Coming to the free throw line, here's Gracie. She'll look it and score it. And Valley Falls has taken its first lead of the game. The foul is going to be on Oskaloosa's Brittany Cobbers. Second free throw off the rim and bounding around. It'll be cleared down by the Bears. Oskaloosa into the forecourt, skips it over to the right side. Shot for the perimeter, off the mark, rebound, pulled down by the Dragons. And here they come, now leading it. 8-7. The feed to the block. The shot in traffic is up and missing. And an offensive rebound is going to be brought down. The follow shot up and missing. And rebound Jenna Southery. With a minute 20 to go in the opening quarter. And Valley Falls back in front. Oskaloosa has not scored in a very, very long time. In fact, they have not scored in about 4 minutes. We're at a minute 9 to go. Now it's over 4 minutes since they put a point on the board. That is after jumping out to that quick 7-0 lead. Here's a pass to the top. See, Oskaloosa, they are also one of the schools who has the shot clock. So I find it really remarkable that these teams have been able to adjust so well to no shot clock here tonight, as both teams at home have that. Well, a turnover back up with the Cummins Valley at 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Dragons leading it by 1 at 8-7. They'll have it up topside. looking into the middle. There's just no room. Yeah, down to the baseline. It's going to be lost. It's going to go out of bounds. We'll come back again to Valley Falls. Oskaloosa is going to get Emma Vogel and Jenna Southery a little bit of rest. 24 seconds left in the first quarter. Beautiful backdoor off the inbound, and the bucket is up and good. The basket for Valley Falls by Gracie. And Connor has three. It is now 10-7. 12 seconds left in the opening quarter. Bears to three. Got it from the right side. Harris Marsh hits the long shot. 3 seconds, two. The shot at the buzzer for three. Got it! Count the bucket at the buzzer. And the Dragons are back in front. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. It's been thrilling. It's been back and forth. And after one, it's Valley Falls 13, Oskaloosa 10.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Back with you here in Valley Falls, Kansas. Okay, well, we've had a pretty good one going on here. Maisie Peak having a fantastic start for Oskaloosa. She's got eight, okay, eight of her team's points. For Valley Falls, how about the even scoring and the great balance here? Brecken Moore with three and Gracie Connor with three. And here we go to the second quarter. It is 13-10. Valley Falls in front. Oskaloosa will be putting the ball in play. And they'll have it up on top. Maisie Peak. Maisie swings it over to the left side to Paris. Marsh goes across, down the pass in the middle. Battery stolen away. Back up with a turnover. It's going to come Valley Falls. Dragons will fly it into the forecourt. They'll swing it over to the left side. Step up. 18-foot shot off the window. No, but an offensive foul off the basketball. That shot would not have counted anyway. So for Valley Falls, it's going to be the second foul of the game for Abby Wilson. And it's 7:40 to play in the opening half of a quickly moving girls' game, with the guys' game still coming up, by the way. Oskaloosa has the basketball. They trail 13-10. Bears looking to the right side and then over to the left. Here's Paris. Goes three. Hits three. No. Waving it off. A three-second violation. So they will disallow the basket. Now, Valley Falls is going to bring Kadren Streckler into the game. Kadren has played a lot. And she's only a freshman for this Valley Falls team. She's really been a participant all season long. And her cross-court pass is going to be a little too hard. And it's going to get away and get out of bounds. 7:17 to go in the first half. Back up with it will come Hoskey. 13-10. Valley in front. They're going to quickly get down the floor and set up in their 2-3 zone. Bears are going to try to draw them out of it, widening it out, trying to get those defenders to pull away from the middle a little bit and give them some room at the side. Here's another three on its way. That one will not go down, and it's going to be rebounded down by Kadren Streckler. Just coming into the ball game, comes up with a big board. Valley, back up court with it. They'll feed to Kadren. She's got it down to the baseline. Skip pass comes off on top. 6:40 to play in the first half. Dragons being patient with the basketball. Work it over to the right side. Brecken Moore comes off on top. Gracie. Connor goes left side. Baseline shot up too strong. And on the rebound, we will have a whistle and we will have a foul called on Valley Falls. The foul is the first of the game for Paisley Heinen. And we're still at 6:27 to play in the opening quarter. Two fouls so far in the second quarter by Valley Falls. Oskaloosa has not committed a second quarter foul yet. Bears coming up the court with the basketball, and again, Valley will set up in the 2-3. The kick comes way out on top to Paris. Marshall reverses the left side. Bit of a hit fake by Maisie. Can't get a shot away. Comes out on top. Harper will go three. Doesn't hit it. And rebound batted around. Saved nicely in the lane. On the floor once, twice, and with no avenue to the rim, it'll be rotated back out on top and reversed over to the left side where Heston will handle it on the wing. Harper, here was a travel. No whistle. Back to the right side. Three-point shot. Very flat, very short. With a long rebound saved by Oskaloosa. Emma Vogel coming up with a loose basketball, and we're at 5:45 to go in the half. Still 13-10, Valley in front. You're right, no one has yet scored in the second quarter. And now, I reached in, and I thought maybe they were going to force a travel, but the official right on the spot says it's a foul on Chloe Cox. So Chloe picking up her first foul, and now team foul three by Valley Falls, and we've got a lot of second quarter to play. Baseline shot off the inbound, misses. Rebound. Dragons coming up with a basketball. Tracy Connor pulls it down, and Valley will race into the forecourt, come out on top to Chloe. She'll take it around the perimeter, dump it over to the left side to Paisley. Heine will go baseline, jump shot from there. It's going to be up and no good. Rebound is going to be lost out of play. Back, it'll come to Valley Falls. Oskaloosa had a couple of players chasing the ball, and each one, as they're reaching upward, were unable to corral the thing and draw it back in. Oskaloosa going to the bench, and again, Bethany Cabas will come in. From the right side for the Dragons, a three misses. And here comes Oskaloosa. Maisie flies up the court, goes coast to coast, misses the shot, and a rebound cleared away by Paisley Heinen. So one quick shot for Oskaloosa that misses, and Valley Falls coming up with a rebound quickly up the floor. Now a three, top of the key, off the rim once, twice, and on the third bounce, it goes in. The bucket by Gracie Connor makes it 16-10, and Valley Falls, their offense is, or rather the Oskaloosa offense is just kind of falling away. 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Bears still looking for their first second quarter point. Won't get it there as that long shot misses. And again, a Valley Falls rebound by Paisley. Heinen clears it down, and up the floor with the ball will come Callie DeLong. Callie spins it over to the left side. Paisley on the elbow. Callie deep in the baseline corner left. We're approaching the midpoint of the second quarter. Here's a three shot. Got it from the right side. Chloe Cox from the perimeter. And that will bring an Oskaloosa timeout. Bears looking for their offense. We're going to take a timeout as they try to find it with 4:03 to go in the opening half. It's down. Valley Falls 19, Oskaloosa 10.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Well, coming out of the timeout, let's see if adjustments or changes or just what's been done. If anything much different, here's a drive down to the baseline, swinging it over to the left, into the corner. And they're going to say Oskaloosa turns it over down at the baseline with that skip pass across the lane. And it's going to come back in again to the Dragons. It's 3:50 to go in the first half. Valley Falls brings it up the floor, outlets it into the forecourt. Paisley Heinen brings it off on top to Brecken. 4 feet to the block, all alone, and an open layup is missed. And the battle for the rebound ensues, ending in a jump ball. Well, Gracie had a great look at it and just got that shot off a little too quickly, a little too excited maybe, and it went across in front of the rim. However, the jump ball is going to come back to Valley Falls. They lead by nine. They were trailing 7-0. So it's on, they're on a 19-3 run right now. Here's a shot in the middle, missing. Rebound back out on top. From the top is for three. It is well short. It's going to go out of bounds to Oskaloosa. 3:22 to go. First half. Girls high school basketball. And right now for the Bears, finding the offense. That is, that's got to be job one. Here's a pass left side. Batted free. It's on the floor. Stolen by Valley Falls. Brecken Moore coming up in a basketball. Being defended hard all the way up the court by Emma Vogel. Oskaloosa showing a little frustration here, and that's understandable. Haven't scored in a long time. Baseline three is up and good. Valley Falls with Brecken Moore will stretch the lead. 22-10. 2 minutes and 50 to go in the first half. Bears left side. Go to the top. Rooted all the way around the perimeter. Take it at every stop on the clock as they go to the first counterclockwise and then bring it back to the clockwise direction. Over to the left side is going to be Vogel. She'll go three. It's online and perfect. They needed that bucket badly. Emma Vogel knocked it down. It is 22-13. Dragons. Their upcourt pass is going to be slapped out of bounds. As the ball gets set to be put in play, each team is going to make a substitution or two. Valley will have it in play in front of a nice home crowd here tonight. And FYI, as we've seen so many, and we're going to see another one here, it is senior night. Here's a pass over to the right side. It's going to be lost for a moment, but then saved. Way back out top side. 2:10 to go in the half. Pass to the baseline. Blasted out of bounds. Coach Kramer thought there should have been a turnover there, but that is not what the officials are going to call. And now Valley Falls is going to go back to the bench. Valley's going to get Abby Wilson back in. Dragon basketball. It'll come out on top to Abby. She'll feed it back over to the right side, to the top. Cross court, long cross court to the left side to Paisley. And again, you got to understand, if you're Valley Falls with less than 2 minutes to go in the half and you're leading by nine, you don't have to shoot, frankly, at all. Continue to move the basketball. Don't get tied up. No shot clock tonight, as it has apparently failed prior to the game. Pass over to the left side. It's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds into the Oskaloosa bench. Bears are going to bring Maisie Peak back in and take out Hallie Wright. We've got a minute 40 to go in the half. And again, Dragons looking to bring it in. They do not go to the top. They bring it to the corner. Now the feed underneath. The reverse layup is off the mark. Another missed shot underneath, but saved at the baseline. Kick to the top. The three, no. Rebound, Oskaloosa, and on the effort at the board, the Bears have a player who goes hard to the floor, but she springs to her feet, seems to be fine. Maisie Peak gets fouled. That will be the first foul by Gracie Connor. It'll be the fourth team foul by Valley Falls, and we're 90 seconds left in the first half. High school girls basketball here this evening on K-Radio. We're so happy that you joined us. Got a pass to the middle, stolen again by the Dragons. Valley Falls has been so opportunistic in this half. They've gotten some chances, taking advantage. Now here's a pass to underneath, and again they go right back to Gracie Connor. And for Valley Falls, it is obvious. The plan, feed the ball to Gracie. When they collapse on her, you kick it to the outside where maybe Brecken Moore or Chloe Cox or one of those players hit a long shot. They've hit several threes now. And we're coming to the free throw line for the Dragons. The first one, it is up and it is good. Gracie Connor. A minute 12 left in the second quarter. Oskaloosa is going to get Cobbis back into the game. And one more free throw for Gracie. The lefty drains it. It's 24-13. Valley Falls with an 11-point lead. They've been up at once as many as a dozen. Here's a three from the left side. It's going to be up and good. And that's why Bethany's out there. Cobbis knocks that one down, coming in off the bench. Skip pass into the forecourt. All alone. It's a three. Doesn't go. Long rebound's going to be saved by Valley Falls. And they're going to kick it back out on top with 45 seconds left in the opening quarter. 24-15. And now we'll get a timeout. Yep, we're going to get a timeout, Valley Falls. They're going to decide how to handle this maybe last possession of the half. Taking the break, Joseph, 41 seconds to go before intermission. Valley Falls 24, Lady Bears 15.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving. On the road or in the field, let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Coming out of the timeout, let's see what Valley Falls has decided to do. They'll drive right side, look in the middle, nothing, bring it back on top. They're certainly continuing this very patient offense that they've exhibited through the course of the first half. Patient and opportunistic is going to be the two descriptive terms that we'll use for them. Now we're 10 seconds to go in the half. Back over to the right side. Valley goes back door. And again, the layup missed. Shot no. Follow shot no. Rebound. Oskaloosa that does not get a chance to get a shot away. We've come to halftime. We'll be back at Sunrise as they leave the floor for the locker room. Intermission score. Valley Falls 24. The Oskaloosa Lady Bears 15.
For the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500, sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Well, on Senior Night 2026, here at Valley Falls, the Lady Dragons, who started the game really slowly, got themselves in trouble, down 7-0. They have battled back and taken a 24-15 lead into the locker room at halftime. Leading scores at the ball game for Oskaloosa. It is Maisie Peak with her 5 to lead the way. 3 apiece for Paris Marsh and Emma Vogel. And with 2 each, Harper Heston and Bethany Cobbis. For Valley Falls, how about Gracie Connor? Gracie with 8 points leads the way. On her heels, you'll have Brecken Moore and Chloe Cox with 6 apiece. And with 2 are both Paisley Heinen and Callie DeLong. Fouls? No deal at all. 1 player in the entire game has 2. Abby Wilson with 2 fouls. No one else with more than 1. Hey, don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one. As Valley Falls Oskaloosa boys' game is coming up. They are out of the court right now, warming up, getting set for that. But first, we're going to be back to bring in the second half of the ladies' game. It's going to be a thriller. Let's see how Oskaloosa tries to come back in this one and how Valley Falls tries to hang on for a big senior night win. With a halftime score, Lady Dragons 24, Oskaloosa 15. Back we go to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. It's halftime.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be back to the Valley Falls versus Oskaloosa game in just a few minutes. Tom Couts is courtside. Coming up tomorrow. First, let's talk about tomorrow. We've got Benedictine Ravens on the road on their longest road trip of the year. They're going up to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. That will be the Benedictine ladies taking to the court at high noon against Mount Mercy. The 2 p.m. game will be the men taking on Mount Mercy. Then on Tuesday, we're going to have a high school basketball with Highland Park versus Atchison. Tune in right around 6 o'clock for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 7:30, 8 o'clock. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball. We'll have Benedictine women's and men's basketball from Park University with Tom Couts. Tune in at 5:30 for the women's game. The men will take to the court right around 7:30 or so. Thursday brings us to SportsLink, where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. SportsLink airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Following SportsLink, we'll have the High School Coaches Insight Show, where we'll talk to the coaches of Atchison, Morehill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN. That's done by Brandon Tadman. It's excellent. You should tune it in. Friday, we will have high school basketball to be announced. So we will be doing the announcing of that during this week. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around at the girls' games and the scores as I have them.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some halftime scores in the girls' games to report. Jackson Heights was leading McClouth at the half, 39-5. It was Prairie LeCompton above Sabetha at the half, 19-12. Jefferson West was leading Holton at the half, 31-16. Troy had a 30-17 lead over Riverside at the half. Hiawatha was sitting at 51 points to St. Mary's, 13 at the half. In this game, we've got Valley Falls at 24, Oskaloosa at 15. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 45. Winds out of the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 53. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers. Lows around 38. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And for Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. It's 54 and partly cloudy in downtown Atchison. The relative humidity is 28%. The winds are out of the east at 4 miles per hour. Feels like 53 out there with a dew point at 22 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 30.03 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside right after this.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back again to Valley Falls, Kansas. Girls game going to the second half. It's a 24-15 lead for Valley Falls here at home. Here comes Oskaloosa. They will feed it into the lane, pump it back over to the right side, and no shot in the middle for Harper Heston. Now they'll feed it back to Harper. And two defenders collapse, reach in, tie up the ball. And possession is going to go to Oskaloosa. All right, I think I see, and we're not even a minute into the second half, Oskaloosa is going to try to work the ball in the middle, I think, to Harper. Here's a shot from the outside. Does it go in? And the rebound is going to be cleared away. Valley Falls coming up with a basketball and give Abby Wilson the rebound. We're about a minute into the second half. It is still 24-15. Now the cross court is going to be tied up. Jump ball called. Possession at midcourt. Valley Falls. Lady Dragons under head coach Chan Van Houten coming to the game at 7-13 and 4-5 in the Northeast Kansas League. And Oskaloosa at 10-10, at 14-6 and 5-2. Now here's the ball over to the right side. It's going to be Don Green stolen away. Here comes Oskaloosa. Emma Vogel will drive and shoot and score. Emma Vogel for two. She will have her fifth point of the evening, and it's 24-17. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. That is the first point for either team in the second half. Dragons with a basketball going now from right to left across your dial in the second half. We'll lob it over to the left side. They're in those home whites with gold and black. And we get a whistle off the basketball. and a foul on Oskaloosa. It's going to be on Paris Marsh. Paris picking up her second foul of the evening. It'll be the first foul of the third quarter. And putting it back in play is going to be Paisley Hyde. And here comes Valley. Dragons with the basketball. They'll dump it over to the left corner. And again, no shot clocks working here. At least in the ladies game. I don't know if they're going to get them fixed maybe for the guys or not. I'm not sure they're even going to try, but we have no shot clock in this game. So the offenses can utilize all the time they wish. Here's a 14-foot runner. It's going to be up and off the mark, and a rebound is going to be tipped out, pulled down. Oskaloosa coming up with it is Vogel. Emma, coast to coast, drives in, shoots and scores. Emma Vogel. She has scored 4 points in the second half and has gotten her team back to within five. 24-19. Here's a three on the other end. Rims off. Rebounding it down is going to be Harper Henson, and now Oskaloosa is on a bit of a run. 5.5 to go in the third. Bears cross court, and the ball knocked away. Players hit the turf. We're going to have a foul on Paisley. Paisley Heinen's second foul. So Paisley picking up a foul. Each team has one team foul. And the Bears will put it in play from the end of their bench. Over to the left side, and it's going to be Paris. Marsh will launch the three. It misses. And on the rebound, and Oskaloosa foul. This is going to stroll over to the scorer's table. We are not at the scorer's table. Matter of fact, completely across the floor from the scorer's table. It's the very lofty top of the stands here. Foul is going to be on Olivia Bradshaw, by the way. It'll be her first. And Valley back up court with the ball. Swings it over to the left side. Heinen. Goes baseline left. Back off on top to Abby. Wilson starts to the right side. And as they're working the basketball, Coach Van Houten says, you know what? I want to talk to my team. He's going to take a timeout, and so shall we. The timeout of the court coming at 5:09 to go in the third quarter from Valley Falls, Kansas. Lady Dragons 24, Lady Bears 19.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
As we return, Valley Falls puts the ball in play, and we are back in action. Down to 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Oskaloosa has really stepped up the player defense, the intensity, and in the process of doing that, reaching in. We're going to have Olivia Bradshaw picking up what will be her second foul of the game as she tries to steal the ball. And again, Oskaloosa is ramping it up a little bit more and more. Oskaloosa will rather, yeah, Oskaloosa is going to go to the bench, and we're going to get Maddie Flowers, I think, in. It is Dragon basketball. They lead by five, but have yet to score in the second half. Here's a little fallaway jump shot that's not close, and a rebound pulled down by Oskaloosa, and we're going to get a backward foul on Valley Falls. The whistle's going to be on Brecken Moore, and we'll have her for two. And with every timeout, both of these coaches, Tanya Kramer for Oskaloosa, Chad Van Houten for Valley Falls, each coach is making constant, continual player substitutions on the floor. So they are keeping the players fresh, and they're also using those opportunities to coach them and tell them, here's what I need you to do, and here's what how you need to help us a little bit. 4:15 to go, and again, no shot clock. Such a big deal. And the ball's going to be stolen. Here comes Valley Falls with numbers to bounce back and falling away and traveling with the basketball, not getting the shot off. Valley Falls players said she was shoved from behind, and there was a foul. The official says, no. I just saw the feet moving. We're going to get a travel called here, and Oskaloosa will be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. For Cabas, will inbound it, and back up the floor with the basketball. It's going to come Hallie Wright. Midpoint of quarter three, 4 minutes to go. Still no second half points for Valley Falls. Oskaloosa has really shut the door defensively. Long cross court pass for the Bears. They'll take it to the baseline, feed across into the corner, nearly gets away. That was an athletic maneuver to save it. Now, the pass anticipated. The drive to the other end. The running layup is up and good, and you count the bucket and a foul. That was a spectacular play for Callie DeLong. She anticipated the pass, steps in front of it, races with the ball to the other end of the floor, maintains the focus and composure that she needed. She knew she was going to get fouled, and Bethany Cavas will collect her second. It'll be the Oskaloosa team foul four. And at the line, Callie DeLong. Free throw? No. Long rebound. Going to get away out of bounds, and we'll go back to Oskaloosa. So it is 26-19. 3:38 to go. And even I know I'm mentioning the fact that Oskaloosa has battled back, but and Valley Falls has only one bucket, but Oskaloosa only has two in this quarter. So they are not really gaining as much as they could. And again, the pass anticipated. The drive to the other end. The running layup is missed. And then we get a foul call. It's going to go out of bounds at the baseline. We're not getting a foul call. Surely we are. Yeah, here we go. There was quite the collision. And the foul is going to be on Oskaloosa's Maisie Peak. It'll be her first. And now, as that's going to be team foul five, before the free throws are shot, we're going to take a timeout of the court. How about this? We're 3:19 to go in the third quarter. It is Valley Falls 26, Oskaloosa 19.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
As we return, free throws are the order, and the first one is going to be up and good. One more shot coming up for the Dragon. On its way, high, arcing, and perfect. That is just picture-perfect textbook geometry on that free throw. And a couple of points there for Callie DeLong. 3 minutes to go, quarter number three. It is 28-19. And so for Oskaloosa, going to have to kick it up. Now down to 3 minutes to go in the third. Harper Heston is tripped and falls, and she's okay, but has been fouled. That's going to be the third foul by Valley Falls' Brecken Moore. So Brecken will check out for a little while, probably for the balance of the third quarter. And we've got a player getting the jersey tucked a little bit here, and here we go. The ball comes in. Bears have it on the right side. 28-19. Valley Falls. Cross-court pass. Saved into the corner. The drive to the lane. The falling away shot. Pretty. And they're going to be a foul. Is it going to be a plus one then? We will have the bucket and one. It will be the second foul for Gracie Connor. It's now 28-21. The free throw is up, and it is not going to be good. And the rebound is going to be saved underneath by Oskaloosa. And Harper will put it up. But before she can get that shot away, we're going to get a timeout taken. We are. Let's do it, taking a break. We are at 2:41 to go in the third quarter. It is still Valley Falls 28, Oskaloosa 21.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
All right, back with you here in Valley Falls, Kansas. Two minutes and 41 to go in the third quarter, 28-21. Dragons in front of the Bears. Now, trying to drive into the lane. Not a lot of room there. Over to Harper. It'll come back out on top. Oscar's got Maisie with it. She'll dribble toward the corner. Brings it top of the key to Paris. Marshall's dropped left side. Pulls up. Running jump shot. Too strong. Rebounding it down. And doing a great job all day. Gracie. What a job she's done. Gracie Connor comes up with that board. Gets it away and into the forecourt. It's going to be Callie DeLong. Pass comes out on top. Here's a three. Up and short. And the long rebound is going to be lost. It's out of bounds as players are all over the floor. And they're going to say it's out of play. Coming back to Oskaloosa. 2 minutes and 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. This third quarter has not been high scoring. I think that's fair to say. 2 minutes left in the third. It's 28-21. It is a 6-6 quarter. Oskaloosa slides to the right side. Comes back out on top. Cross court it goes from elbow to elbow. Back over to the right again. Now the step toward the baseline. The runner from the block is off the mark. Offensive rebound. And we're going to get a defensive foul. Nice job by Jenna Southery to come in and come up with the rebound. But the foul is going to be on Gracie Connor. That's a big foul for Valley Falls to deal with. Gracie's going to stay in there. And at the free throw line, the Bears. Free throw. Yep. So Jenna Southery will pick up her first point of the evening. It's 28-22. And 28-23. Jenna will hit them both. Once again, Oskaloosa gets themselves back within five with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. And the ball is stolen away on the upcourt play. Here comes Oskaloosa racing down, kicking right, putting up the three. Nope. Rebound deep in the corner. Rescue by the Bears. With a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. The 14-footer from the left side misses. And this time it's going to be rebounded by Valley Falls. Doubled up in the backcourt. And able to get the ball free and bring it up is going to be Brecken Moore. And a defender gets a little aggressive, tries to steal it away, and commits a foul in the backcourt. The foul is going to be on Paris. It'll be her third for Oskaloosa. And with both teams in the bonus, back to the other end of the floor, we're going to walk. And Valley Falls will come to the line. A minute 11 to go in the third quarter. Brecken hasn't had a free throw this evening. First one is good. Brecken Moore has scored in every quarter. She leads. No, she doesn't. Gracie leads the team with 8. Brecken now has 7. She can tie for the lead with this second free throw. And it will not fall in. Rebound taken down by Oskaloosa and Harper Heston. 29-23. Just over a minute to go in the third quarter. Little head fake. Doesn't get the defender away. Had to drive into the lane. No, but the putback is going to be up and good by Emma Vogel, having a huge third quarter. 29-25. A four-point game. And Oskaloosa coming up with a steal. 40 seconds to go in the third. Again, it's going to be Emma. She'll drive all the way to the baseline, lose the handle on the ball, and it'll be touched by Valley Falls. Oskaloosa will have it back in play. Emma Vogel, 6 points in the quarter, 9 in the game. And she is stepping up big Emma, a senior for Oskaloosa. She brings it into Harper. Back to Emma. From the baseline left. No. Rebounded back down by the Bears. They'll lob out on top. Heston will drive down the lane to the right side. Push it off on top. 3-point shot short. Offensive rebound. Jenna underneath the goal. Can't get it away. Brings it off on top. Back over to the right side. The kick to the point. The dish to the baseline. Tell you what, the Valley Falls defense doing just a splendid job denying good looks at the rim. Here's a feed to the free throw line, and the officials are calling two different things. Now we're going to see what the call is going to be. Oskaloosa likes it. Valley Falls does not, and we are going to have a foul called. It is going to be the second foul by Chloe Cox. So Valley Falls will put Oskaloosa at the free throw line. 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. This could become a two-point game. First shot does not go in. Jenna Southery, who had hit a couple of free throws just a minute or so ago, will miss the front half. Oskaloosa is going to switch out. Thomas in and Heston out. Second free throw. Got it. 29-26. 10 seconds left in the third. Valley's going to have to hurry into the forecourt at six. The drive, the dish left, the uncontested three. It's online, won't drop, and the rebound out of bounds as the quarter ends. We're going to the fourth quarter in Valley Falls, Kansas. What a fourth it's going to be. Time out of the floor. It's Valley Falls 29, Oskaloosa 26.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24-7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Back with you here in Valley Falls, Kansas, as these two teams head for the fourth quarter. What a game we've got, 29-26. Leading the way for Oskaloosa, Emma Vogel has emerged as the scorer with 9 points. And for Valley Falls, Gracie Connor still leads the way with 8, Brecken Moore 7, Kelly DeLong 6. It is Oskaloosa basketball, the fourth quarter underway. Guys game still coming up here on Senior Night 2026 at Valley Falls High School. 7 minutes and a half to play. Oskaloosa has been very patient, just working the ball from corner back to the top, reverse it, go back the other way, trying to look for a good shot, an open shot, a defensive error. They want something high percentage. Now driving in, lots of contact, and we're going to get a block. And a couple of free throws coming up for Oskaloosa. I thought maybe the official was going to say that Maisie Peake had kind of tipped the shoulder and driven into the defender, but instead it is going to be the fourth foul of the game for Gracie Connor. And again, Gracie, the leading scorer for Valley Falls. She is crucial out here tonight. The free throw, yes. So the first free throw is going to be up and in. One more shot coming up. It's a two-point game, and that one will not go down. And up the floor to basketball. Here comes Valley Falls. They lead by two. It's 7-11 to go, and we're going to get a whistle away from the basketball. It's going to be an illegal screen and an offensive foul on Valley. The whistle on the freshman, Kadren Strecker, her first foul. and that'll be two Valley Falls fouls in the first minute of the fourth quarter. Oskaloosa back up floor with it, over to the left side, over to the elbow. Long cross-court pass to the near the baseline, and then back out on top again. And plenty of time left in this game. The pass in the middle, batted away. It's loose on the floor. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. It is going to be Valley Falls basketball. 6:47 to play. 29-27. Oskaloosa will pull Hallie Wright out of the game and get Jenna Southery back in. Everybody in the backcourt for the Dragons as they will be inbounding it against the full court pressure. They'll put it in the hands of Callie DeLong. She'll lob it into the forecourt down the right side. Wilson will take it. Back off on top to Brecken. Between the circles to Streckler. The feed underneath in the lane. The skip pass comes back out on top. The jumper from there rims out. No good. Rebound, Oskaloosa. Here come the Bears. Maisie Peak races down the floor. Drives down the sideline. Brings it back off on top. Gets it to Emma. Vogel dumps it over to Paris. Marsh goes baseline, feeds it across into the left corner of the baseline. Three, up, no. Offensive rebound, followed up, no. Falls on the floor, saved by Valley. Now it's loose, picked up by Oskaloosa. Bears are going to recover it and stay on there into the court. 6 minutes to go in a two-point game. 29-27 is a low-scoring business here in Valley Falls tonight. You've got Marsh now over to the top. The three is up and missing. The long rebound going to be chased down on the sideline. Picked up by Valley Falls. Here come the Bears with Callie DeLong. Or the Dragons, rather, with Callie DeLong. The Bears are going to race back on defense. 5.5 to go. Valley comes out top side. Wilson's got it. They'll feed underneath. The runner at the baseline. What a shot. Put up and in by Caden Streckler. That was an impressive shot from way beneath the rim. Streckler, it looked like it went straight up, and as it came straight back down, it fell right to the bottom of the net. Valley Falls will be at the free throw line, and Cadron a chance at a conventional three-point play. Bethany Cobbins once again enters the game for Oskaloosa. She's kind of that offense-defense switch. Free throws up off the window and no good. Rebound on the floor, saved by Valley, and now two defenders reach in and tie it up, and they're letting them fight it out. And what are we going to call? We're going to call a jump ball, and it will be Valley Falls possession. Out of the game is going to come Paisley. Heinen back in is going to be Chloe Cox. 5:20 to go. It's 31-27. Valley Falls with the ball. Hanging on to that four-point lead. Three-point shot. Perfect. From way outside is Callie DeLong. She's got nine. 34-27. 5 minutes to go. Now, for Oskaloosa, you've got Bethany Cobbett out there. She was left pretty wide open. Passes up the three-point shot. Again, when she comes in, I feel like it's more of an offense, defense kind of a thing. Here's Cobbins with it on the right side, brings it into the block, backing in, no room, turn around, shot's going to be up, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, put back up, no, followed up again, no. Another offensive follow-up, and it's going to rattle around, and it's going to go in. That will be Cobbins. She's got four. 34-29. 4.5 minutes left. A three. No. Valley Falls probably wishes they'd have been a little more patient with that possession, but quickly, flying down the court. The runner, off the window, no. Body's on the floor. And let's see where that foul is going to come. Anytime I see that many players land on the court, I'm never really sure maybe which way that's going to go. Is it a block? Is it a player control foul? And this is going to be the fourth foul of the game on Valley Falls, Brecken Moore. So for the Lady Dragons, Brecken Moore and Gracie Connor, each with four personal fouls. 4:16 to go in the game. Harper Heston will take the inbound, dump it over to the right side to Emma. Vogel back on top. Three-point shot, aired out, missed. Rebound, Southery. Brings it over to the left side. Gets it there to Paris. Marsh back over to the right side. Vogel will launch it. It won't go. And a rebound this time to Valley Falls. Baseball pass to the other end of the floor is going to be thrown away. Taken away by Oskaloosa. Jenna pushes off underneath. There's the offensive foul. Feathery goes into the lane, and as she spins with the free arm, the forearm goes up against the defender, pushes her back, and we're going to get a timeout before the ball comes in play. This game coming down to the wire. 3:54 to play in the ladies' game. We've still got a guys' game coming up. It is Valley Falls 34, Oskaloosa 29.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Back with you here in Valley Falls, Kansas. 3:54 to play in the ladies' game. With the guys' game still coming up, it's senior night here in Valley and the Dragons. And maybe the big deal here is the Dragons trailed early. Oskaloosa jumped out 7-0 right out of the gate. And suddenly, Valley Falls found their game. And they have battled back, and they have taken a lead. And now the pass in the middle is going to be stolen. Here comes Oskaloosa, driving it down. 1-on-4, puts a shot up and missed it. Offensive rebound, trapped within four defenders. The ball stolen back by the Dragons. The breakaway shot wouldn't go. And now a double team in the backcourt. And the ball is going to be stolen. Vogel drives, shoots, gets it. Oskaloosa cuts the gap. Vogel has 11. It's 34-31, a one-possession game with 3:15 to play. Valley with the ball topside. Another player again. You got to be able to hear them in the background hitting the floor. A three, buried. A high-pressure three-point shot knocked down by Valley Falls and Chloe Cox. It is her third three. A shot on the other end is up and missing. The rebound tipped around, and it's going to be saved by Valley Falls. Coming up with it, the freshman, Kadrin Streckler. Into the forecourt, Dragons. Callie DeLong kicked it in front of the Valley Falls bench. Now they're going to work it out on top. Here's maybe where they lack of a shot clock, because that thing mechanically failed before the game. Here's maybe where that shot clock missing is going to be a big deal. And the ball is going to be trapped in the corner, and a great timeout taken by Coach Van Houten. He just saved Valley Falls, his team, a possession. Taking a break. We're down now to 2:29 to go in the game. It is still Valley Falls 37, Oskaloosa 31.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at
913-209-0138. Kind of setting the stage for you. We've got 2 minutes and 29 seconds to go in the ladies' game. It's 37-31. Valley Falls at home in front. Oskaloosa comes into the game at 14-6. Valley Falls is 7-13. We're looking for the upset here on senior night. It'll be Dragon basketball coming and playing in the forecourt. And also Valley Falls has two players, two of its starters, with four fouls each. Now, triple teamed on the basketball. It'll go to the left. The shot for three. No. The long rebound. Going to be saved by Valley. Callie DeLong goes way out, and then it's going to be knocked out of her hands, and she'll lose it out of bounds. Here comes Oskaloosa. You can never count this Bears team out. They just keep coming back and coming back. It'll be put in play by Vogel and running into the forecourt. Bears will bring it over to the right side. That's Maisie Peak. Comes out on top to Paris. Marsh, left side. Peak, baseline, three, up and short. Rebounding it down. Valley Falls. Reckon Moore, one of those two players with four fouls, gets that board. feeds it left side to Gracie. Just shoot and miss. And a rebound is going to result in a foul, and it's going to be on Valley Ball. The foul, Chloe Cox, picking up her third. With a minute 47 to go in the game, time is now of the essence. That is the fourth team foul by Valley Falls. Oskaloosa has committed only two here in the fourth quarter. So the next time Valley Falls fouls, Oskaloosa is going to be shooting free throws. And here we go. The Bears will put it in. The Valley drops back into that 2-3 immediately. Oskaloosa kind of fighting against going for the three. Now they will, and hit it. Paris Marsh, her first bucket since the opening quarter, and we got a timeout on the floor. Again, it's a one-possession game with a minute 36 to play. It's Oskaloosa trailing 37-34.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
To play. 37-34. Valley Falls leading. Valley Falls took the lead after trailing 7-0. They took the lead in the game with about 2 minutes to play, just inside, 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. They have never trailed. They have led by as many as 12. They got up 22-10. In the second quarter with about 2:50 to go. And now it is Valley Falls basketball. They bring it in against a lot of pressure. They missed a wide open player. And now Coach Kramer is telling her team, come up, you're going to have some bumps. You're going to have to foul somebody, steal his ball away. And we have a player for Oskaloosa who got an elbow, I think, maybe, and may have taken a little bit of a hit to the nose. Right now, Valley Falls doing a great job of burning time. We're at a minute 9. Here's a shot from the outside. It's a three that misses, and the rebound going to be cleared down by Cobbis. Here comes Valley. The outlet, left side, running shot, up and missed. The offensive rebound is going to be saved. Oskaloosa will bring it back to the top. A minute to play. Three-point game. Bears go back over to the right side. The three for the tie. Wide to the right side, and a rebound pulled down by Valley Falls. The pass over to the left side. Here come the Dragons, Callie DeLong. And now we're going to get a whistle. We're going to get a foul in the backcourt. It'll put Brenton Moore at the line. No, let's fix it. He will not, because there are fouls to give for Oskaloosa. So it is going to be the second foul by Maisie Peak. And it will be Valley Falls basketball in the backcourt. 41 seconds of play in the game. Here come the Dragons up the floor, and there's a little push, and there's another foul. This one is going to be the first of the game for Emma Vogel. 37 seconds left, and now that was team foul 4. So with each subsequent foul, both teams are going to be coming to the free throw line. They're looking it in. The skip pass out near midcourt. It's batted away for a moment, but saved. Valley will feed it over to the left baseline, lob it out on top. We're down to a half a minute to go. Dragons running with the basketball, and finally there's the reach and the push and the foul. Maisie Peak collects her third. That is of much less consequence than the two free throws coming up right now for Valley Falls. Coming to the line, Callie DeLong. She has 9 points. She is 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, and she's got 2 free throws here. One of them will make it a 2-possession game. That one's no good. A lot of pressure on this shot for Callie DeLong. Callie, a junior for Coach Van Houten. This one up. No. Rebound. Here comes Oskaloosa, trailing by three. Out on top. Here's a shot for Harper. Wide to the right side. The rebound is on the floor. Rolling around. Picked up by Valley Falls. And another quick foul in the backcourt. We're down to 14 seconds left. Again, Valley Falls will be coming to the free throw line. They just missed two. And in fact, Valley is 0 for 3 at the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Up there this time is Brecken Moore. Brecken is 1 of 2 tonight, 7 points. The first one, no. One more shot for Brecken Moore, and Valley Falls is now 0 for 4 at the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Valley's going to bring Caden Streckler back into the game. 14 seconds left. Again, she hits it, and it's a two-possession lead. It is up. It is no good. Rebound pulled down by Oskaloosa. They need three. 10 seconds and get a timeout. We're going to take a break. 10 seconds to go. It's a three-point game. Valley Falls 37, Oskaloosa 34.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
A fantastic finish in store with 10 and a half seconds to be exact, 10.5 to play in the game. It is 37-34. Valley Falls in front. They took a lead in the last minute of the opening quarter after having trailed 7-0 and have held that lead and continued to hold that lead right now in the last moments of the game. And if you're Oski, it's very simple. You're going to have to knock down a three here. You can't risk going into the middle and hitting a bucket and drawing that foul. Got to be looking for a three. Let's see how they go about doing it. Bears putting it in play in the forecourt. 10.5 to go. The pass on top is going to be stolen and then taken back by Oskaloosa. An off-balance three. No. Rebound out on top. Valley's going to secure it. They'll hold it in the backcourt. 2 seconds. 1 second. And Valley Falls wins a thriller tonight. Is it over? The official says, yep, final score. Valley Falls 37, Oskaloosa 34. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Back with you here in Valley Falls, Kansas. It is Senior Night 2026, and between games, they'll be recognizing those winter sports and activities participants. I say sports and activities because they're going to be recognizing, for example, not only the boys and girls basketball teams, but choir and cheer and dance and band. So we'll tip of the hat to them and tip of the hat to Valley Falls girls team, who came from behind, trailing early, 7-0, only to win it in an exciting fashion, 37-34. Scoring for Oskaloosa, well, the Bears were led in all scores, led by Emma Vogel with 11. Half a dozen apiece for both Maisie Peak and Paris Marsh. A four-point game for Bethany Cabas, 3 tonight for Jenna Southery, and the other two belong to Harper Heston. For Valley Falls, how about the 1-2 combo? Your back of matches and players of the game, Callie DeLong and Gracie Connor with 9 and 8 apiece. And we're going to throw Chloe Cox in there also. That whole triple bunch there, Chloe with 9. 7 of the game for Brecken Moore. It was then 2 for Paisley Heinen, 2 for Kadrin Strecker. Valley Falls improves to 8-13, 5-5 at a conference. Oskaloosa is now 14-7 and 5-3 in the Northeast Kansas League. Exciting ball game, and we're not done. Coming up after this, we're going to have the guys' game. We'll set a clock and a time for you. It's going to be, won't be too long, probably 15-ish minutes. And we'll have that game tomorrow. We've got Benedictine basketball. We'll be talking about that. And, of course, if you flip after this game, we're doing 103.9 for the scoreboard show. Jacob Boz will be getting you up to speed on all of the games that have gone on in and around the Carroll listening area. That said, we're going to take a break. First game in the book, and it belongs to the Valley Falls Lady Dragons. Final score, Valley 37, Husky 34. We'll be back with the guys' game, but in the meantime, we return you into the capable hands of Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. We'll be back here in Valley Falls, Kansas before long.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.